A common question which comes up is a person uses the bathroom, and then right before the meal, so now he has to wash his hands from the bathroom, he also has to wash his hands from the meal. What is the proper procedure in that situation? What should he do? So Mishnah Berurah brings two opinions how to deal with that situation. The first suggestion, he says that the person should wash his hands once, and say the Sheyatzar, dry his hands well, and then wash a second time for the meal. In that situation, the first washing should be a washing which is not a valid washing for the purpose of Matil Sudayim. So even though a person normally, let's say, after he uses the bathroom, washes his hands with a kli, in this situation, it would be preferable he does not wash his hands with a kli. Because if he washes his hands with a kli, that might be a halachically valid Matil the first time. So why is he washing a second time and making a bracha on the second one when he already his hands are clean and there's no need to wash his hands? His hands are now valid halachically ready for the meal. So washing your hands the second time making a bracha is a bracha l'batala. So a person should not wash with a kli in that situation. Some people have a custom, we'll call it that, I'm going to call it a minute, we'll call it a custom, that they, after, even if they don't wash with the kli, they put their hands under the sink and they open and close the faucet after the bathroom. What is that about? Is it valid? Is it not valid? Etc. So the theory behind that is the rest of halacha we mentioned in the beginning of Kerech Gavra. So Kerech Gavra normally means a person pours directly from, he's doing the act of pouring onto his hands. There's another example given in halacha. A person, let's say, has a large container of water and has a spigot on the bottom. When you open the spigot, as the water comes out, that first rush of water which comes out is also considered kayach gavra. I made that pour onto my hands. The later flow is not considered kayach gavra. So a person so the Shulchan Aruch is the case. A person doesn't has a very large container, you know, and it has a spigot on it, has a faucet on it. And he doesn't have a kli to use for washing. So you can use that as the kli. It's a big kli. You open it, you put your hand under there, you open it. That first flow of water is considered that you did that. That's only if it's coming from a kli. If it's coming from the water, the reservoir of water, which is not a kli, that there's a lach of kli. There's no kli over here. So opening and closing that situation really accomplishes nothing. Number two, even if it would be coming from a kli, if it's coming from a long distance, there's a discussion in the poskim that's considered, it's still considered coming from a kli. So even if you have a case, you have a dud shemesh in the Eretz Yisrael, which is a kli on the roof, it's cut through as it comes through the tubing and it comes through the pipes, till your hands might not necessarily be valid either. Over there, probably you can rely on that in that situation. But here in America, any situation, you're getting water, even getting water from the hot water tank, doesn't have a status of a kli. You're using hot water, you can't use hot water for washing. But if it's the first, so multiple reasons why that's not an option. So there's really accomplishing nothing by this opening and closing thing. It's a nice idea, as I call a custom and not a minute. So a person wants to do that now, he can do that, and that's not considered a valid Netilah. He can do that. If he wants to do that, he can do that, and therefore it's still not a valid Netilah. He washes his hands, says a Sheyatzar, dries his hands, and then washes his hands the second time, halachically valid Netilah with a cup, and he says, Alan Tilah Shaddai. The Mishnah Berurah brings a second opinion that saying a Sheyatzar, we mentioned yesterday, it's not clear that you're not allowed to talk between the washing and the meal. So maybe a saying a Sheyatzar is not considered a hefsek. So according to the first opinion we said yesterday, a Sheyatzar is not considered a hefsek. Even according to the second opinion, the Mishnah Berurah brings that part of the process of washing and making this bracha, that's considered part of Tzarchei Suda. What that means, why it's called Tzarchei Suda, but it's considered Tzarchei Suda, it's not a hefsek. So a person can wash one valid Netila, dry his hands, say Al Netilas Yadayim, say a Sheyatzar, say Hamoitzi, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah brings as a second opinion. The Moshe Sternbuch in his Shubas and Haggis brings that he actually saw the Chofetz Chaim do the second option. If a person doesn't have a lot of water available, that's for sure he could rely on that option. He saw the Chofetz Chaim actually followed his second opinion that he brings. The Chazon Ish also did like that. So that's definitely, the Aruch HaShulchan says you can do that. So that is definitely an option. If a person doesn't want to wash twice, it's winter, his hands are chapped, and it's hard. Each time you wash your hands, they get all more chapped. He only wants to wash his own hands one time. That's definitely a valid option. A person could wash his hands, a valid Netila, dry his hands, say Alat Yisadayim, dry his hands, say Asher Yatzar, and say HaMoetz. Have a good morning.